Quentin Patton made the big play, and Colin, the offensive line, everybody was sharp. That was it was nice to see.
Why the different philosophies? You know, offense, you play all your line, your quarterback, defense, only one starter was even on, you know, even dressed.
Yeah. There's a different philosophy?
Why the different philosophies for offense and defense?
No reason. Yeah.
How do you feel about the quarterback situation? Colt came in and did pretty well, same with DJ.
Yeah, another good step for Colt. He's getting more command and more control of the situations, and still improving. He's still got improvement to be made, but feel like it's going in the right direction. BJ, again, you know, he's got the ability to play well in the games and move the team, and he's shown good things. And there's, you know, so many guys that, you know, right there on that precipice, that bubble, whatever you want to call it. Cam Johnson, you know, just playing his heart out there. Nate Stupar, thought the second O-line, you know, made a lot of improvements as the game went on. You know, they played like 49ers. It was good football. It was good to see. I really like watching our team compete. I just get such a big kick out of that, especially when they play like they did tonight. Comparing it to last year? I don't really have a conclusion.
You guys got through this relatively healthy, especially in vital positions. How relieved are you about that?
Very, very, very relieved. Feel very good about that. I mean, you want to come into this game and stay healthy, number one. Number two, I mean, you want to win. Number three, you want to improve as a football team, and you want to see individuals improving. And I thought, you know, across the board, we did all that.
Snyder's hand x-rays, were they negative?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay.
And results.
The only other injuries were Michael.
Yeah.
Knee.
Yeah.
Not serious?
Not aware of the results.
You mentioned Cam Johnson. He looked obviously, I mean, dominant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, especially that second sack. I mean, I really want to look at that again, but my eye in the field, I mean, that was a special type of play, you know, just the way he, you know, submarined and, you know, did clean hit. Same with the block punt. And he was competing. It was great to see. And, you know, he's coming right along. That was, I think you're right. You know, that's, you make a, make a valid statement, valid argument. But a lot of guys are doing that, you know. There's a lot of players that have just been ascending players and improving players, and it's great to see that. Hawkins' play was a highlight play. You know, that was spectacular play he made. And he did not, no. Improvement made. Yeah, he did it.
Very crowded position.
Yeah.
Competition.
Yeah.
What can you say about his chances?
Well, you like to see him out there playing his heart out and you know, touching the ball and making touchdowns. That's that obviously bodes well for him. But it's, you know, it's a lot of good players at that position. I mean, feel real good about the receiver position right now. Love the way they work. I love the way they compete. Just love being around them. As a group. So Johnny Morton, the receiver coach, has done an amazing job. I really, really take my hat off to the kind of job he's done coaching our group. And just, we're in a good place right there right now. Feels good.
You've asked you a few times recently about the long snapper position. Notice that McDermott made all the long snaps today. How did he do, and where did things stand?
Well, you know, again, you analyze it. I thought he was good. Kevin's been good. I mean, the one missed field goal were off a little bit. The laces were in the wrong spot, and that Andy got him spun. But you know, it's a tough call. But you know, that's what we'll have to put our heads together and make the right decision.
Did Dermot get the majority of the snaps the last two preseason games just because you know what you had in the
game? Yeah, you know, they've been alternating snaps. And then in the last two preseason games, Kevin was doing more snapping in the second half. And you want to, you want to make the best evaluation that you can. And, you know, like, but that's why we're doing that.
In terms of Seneca Wallace, his situation and stepping away this morning, did that catch you guys off guard, or is that?
Yeah, that was a surprise. He's not continuing playing football. And
did you try to talk him into the circle? I don't want to say you probably talked him out of it. It's a decision. But I mean,
yeah.
What was kind of some of the discussion, if you could share?
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's wouldn't share that, you know, the conversation, but something that, you know, was his decision. He felt strongly about it, and I wasn't. Don't talk people out of that, you know. Never seen it done on game day, but, you know, wish him well. And gave Colton DJ more snaps tonight. That's where it was left. And then we headed here.
So you feel really good that DJ could be the number three if you guys go with three quarterbacks?
I mean, he's made a case. There's no doubt about it. He's made a case. He's made an argument, you know, with the way he's played.
A couple more? Yeah, you got some big decisions, I guess, on Saturday. Is that always tough, the last cut at the end of the
year? Yeah, it is tough. And there's no doubt that there's guys that made it, you know, made that decision a lot tougher tonight. And you get excited about that. You know, that is a great thing to see, you know, youngsters improving as football players. And, you know, even when it's time to make the cut to 53 and you pick the best players for your football team, you know, what gives you the best chance of winning? And then the opportunity squad gets picked as well. It's you know, it's not a sad time. It's not a time of you know, sorrow or remorse. I mean, you feel great that these guys have improved as football players, and you know, they helped themselves, they helped their families, and you know, with the self motivation being the key, they can take this and turn it into other opportunities here or somewhere else. So. It's an exciting time. Exciting time to see that. And I saw a lot of players getting better over the last month and this off season and during these games and tonight. Just fires me up. I love that. You know, the guys that aren't counting numbers, you know, they're just counting opportunities and going out there and playing their hearts out. I mean, that's what this game's all about. That's what opportunity is all about. That's what, you know, being a, you know, you're an employee of, you have one employee, yourself, you know, and nobody owes you a career, but you know, you get some say in that. And I saw some guys making a case, you know, making an argument, stating their position. So that fires me up. Yeah. Past the two starters, five total. Yeah, you could. It can be done. Yeah, and it may happen. You know. After tonight, if Cam Johnson plays, I mean, that's can you? Heck yeah, you can. You know, the San Francisco 49ers. We can do whatever we want. You got players playing like that.
Do you expect most of the cuts to be done tomorrow?
I wouldn't say all, but you know, I think we'll do it all at one time. Yeah.
All right.
Tough decision, but good decisions. You know, feel very uplifted.